Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Be the ball. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, let's do it. It's Friday morning. Nice to have you with us. The Eddie Scazzeri. What is up across from me? His name is Al Joe Duke. Sir, how you be on this Friday morning?
Good morning, Jerry. I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
We got Mets. We got Yankees. We had a very interesting game last night, Thursday Night Football.
Can I say something before we get into the most serious topic of the day, which is clearly Tua,
which
we know that. I will say this. I just sounded like Boomer. Coolest uniforms I've ever seen.
Bengals, yep.
I love that last
night.
Those
are awesome.
And those end zones were amazing.
Yes, they had the end zones painted in black and white.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome.
The only thing that would have been better is if the Dolphins weren't in full turquoise.
Yeah, I got you.
I love the turquoise jerseys. It was such a visually pleasing game to watch.
I agree.
Until the Tua... Very serious injury.
Very scary. Very scary.
So it was like second quarter,
About 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. They were around midfield, and they were down 7-6.
He's scrambling around, and he gets sacked and just slammed.
I got to tell you, I didn't think it was as bad as when they showed the replay 9,000 times. I don't know. I just thought the defender was falling. I didn't think it was as bad. Like, with the naked eye, I'm like, oof, he really threw him down. Then you watched it a million times. He really didn't. And he didn't slam his head back like I thought he did.
Would he be the player? The defender didn't slam his head back?
No,
you didn't
think Tua hit his head bad for what. So the first thing I saw was the fingers and everything. I didn't see the play live. I saw it a few minutes after. People were going crazy on Twitter. I was off it at that time. And then you see the fingers. That's the first thing I saw. I'm like, oh, my God. And then I saw the play. I'm like, wow, I would have expected the head to have, like, you know, bounced off the I don't know. But it was serious.
So Tua gets sacked, slammed or not slammed to the ground, and then the fingers that you're talking about, Jerry, this is him laying down on the field, and his fingers were, how would you describe that?
Going in all different directions. They look like, the fingers look like they were spazzed out a little bit.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I had that same phrase in my head.
Yeah, because that's what, I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, they like they locked up.
Maybe seized, maybe?
Seized, a little seizure, hand seizure. It was very
strange. Like nothing I've ever seen before.
Yeah, and then so then he gets carted off, right? They stabilize him.
Oh, yeah, They had to slide him over onto the flat board, and then they carted him off.
And then he went to a local hospital.
Yep.
He was released.
And was back at the stadium.
And so I could fly back home with the team.
Which is amazing to me.
Yeah.
That they just, I mean, I guess he's cleared, but boy, I would think you give him 24 hours or something before you put him on a plane. But as Mike McDaniel said, the medical people told him he was okay.
So what was going on with his fingers? Did they
I don't know.
Saw anything about that?
No, I know. I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. Not yet, anyway. I'll read
we'll get all that stuff, too, later.
After we get done with this, I'll try and read the Miami papers and see what maybe something's written about it. I don't know.
Yeah, then there was a bunch of a couple things that people were criticizing about the Amazon Prime coverage. One that I saw a bunch of things where people thought it was too much slow motion of the replay after replay after replay.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, to me, this is different than like a Joe Theismann situation where it's really graphic. I wouldn't want to see that over and over again. I would not. Something like this, I almost found myself oddly watching it because you're trying to figure out, like, what was it that was so bad? Again, nothing good about it. But this wasn't like a blindside hit that Boomer took that almost, you know, Bruce Smith almost killed him. This was just, yeah, he was thrown over and rolled over. Just the effect of the hit, to me, was more severe than I thought the hit was. So I get it, but I don't know. I didn't think it was that big a deal showing it, but I guess I understand people being upset with it.
So they got criticized for that, and then the other thing they got criticized for, and they think it was because of their new relationship with the NFL, that there was no mention of the Tua's previous injury from the earlier week.
That's not true.
Until this is what the critiques I was reading, until the fourth quarter.
That's completely wrong. That's not even
close to true. They said the entire halftime show, there was not one mention of it.
I don't know about halftime. So because I got this for the show. Here's Al Michaels. This is As It Happens.
Okay. Down he goes. Slung down at his own 48-yard line. Josh Tupu. And, uh-oh.
That's when you see the fingers.
Well, we saw last week, and he went down. He got up. Was wobbly. The training staff comes out. And, of course, the last thing the Dolphins wanted to see. I mean, last week it looked for all the world. Everybody thought head injury, concussion, passed the protocol, came back second half, led him to a victory.
It was 8 seconds after it happened.
Yeah, well, I guess that there was zero mention of it during when they went to halftime.
Halftime, whatever. Okay. And Al Michaels nailed it. Yeah. I mean, he told you exactly right when it happened. Hey, this last week was scary. They let him back in, and now this. So, I think people just like to criticize everything.
I guess so. Yeah, I read a whole long blog post about it.
Wow. Okay. But like, again, halftime to me, whatever. J.J. Watt?
There is. J.J. Watt was not happy with their coverage. I saw him tweeting about it. But, okay. So, we can't. You think we see Tua again this season?
I wouldn't be surprised if they put him in there next week.
Right.
I don't know, because he's got the quote-unquote mini bye. According to a Miami reporter who Amy had on overnight, he talked to him, said he was fine. Like, he was his normal jovial self when he got back from the hospital and seemed good, like he just got shaken up.
I think if we didn't see the hands spazzing out,
Al, I don't think he should have played after last week. And I totally understand this notion that it was his back. I ain't buying it. I've said this 100 times. I've got back problems. I know people with back problems. I've never been woozy like that. So I understand. Boomer's not wrong when he says Tua said it's his back. It's his back. Okay, great. I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. And so now this is back-to-back weeks. We're going to throw him back out there next week. I wouldn't be surprised if he did with the extra time off.
But the concussion protocols go through a doctor that's an NFL doctor, not a Dolphins doctor.
I know. That's here. Mike McDaniel actually spoke about this, and I'm not being funny when I play this. This is, and I only say that because of Omar from back in the day. This was Mike McDaniel about it being someone independent.
There's an independent specialist that specializes in the specialty of brain matter.
There you go. Specialist in the area of brain matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if that person is clearing him last week and said he did not have a concussion, why would that?
Well, that's what Mike McDaniel's saying.
Be saying it's okay.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Something is clearly not right, because again, I don't want to minimize the hit. He got hit and his head hit the ground. There's no question. But this was not one of the all-time jarring hits you've ever seen.
This episode is brought to you by Samsung. Unfold the all-new Galaxy Z Fold 4 and expand your world With Flex Mode, it stands on its own, so you're hands-free to get more done during calls. And with multi-window view, you can use up to 3 apps at the same time. Plus, the edge-to-edge screen allows you to fully immerse yourself in your favorite games and shows. Visit Samsung.com to learn more about Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the weird thing about the NFL, right? You'll see guys get absolutely drilled going across the middle, and they pop up like nothing happened. And then you have the Sterling Shepard injury where he's slowing down on a play he's not involved
in. Well, how about every play where they go helmet to helmet?
Yeah.
You would think they got knocked into next Tuesday, and they get up and they're fine. And that's my point. This, to me, wasn't even that. And look at the reaction. Like, I would be concerned for his well-being going forward.
It was very strange.
Yeah, sure was. Because that, as even Al Michaels said, I didn't cut this part, when they were showing the replay for the 100th time, he goes, that clearly looks like that's he's got a neurological problem. Because for his hands to do what they did, and he was like, out. And then even Mike McDaniel, I'll play one more for you. McDaniel said, I'll make sure if I get this right one, when he was discussing, yeah, this one here, this one tells you too, there's something not right inside his head.
I knew he had a concussion. He was asking for me. And then when he saw me, I could just tell there was, it wasn't the same guy that I'm used to seeing.
I mean,
this was after last week's game?
No, this is last night when he was on the field. He's looking at him like there's something wrong here. So I don't know. This is not good.
He'll have to go for a full neurological evaluation, I would guess. Right? Not just concussion protocol.
Would certainly think so. Yes. I would certainly think so.
Now, the Bengals did win this game 27-15. Teddy Bridgewater came in.
Yeah.
After
the Dolphins, by the way, led this game into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and and Teddy Bridgewater was driving for another touchdown with like 3 minutes left in the game and threw the pick on like the 10-yard line. And then the Bengals go down and punch it in.
And that'd be that.
And that's it.
Yep. And they were up at that point already. They were up 20 to 17. 15, 20, whatever. What was it?
15, yeah. 20
to 15, right. So you're right. Yeah, they could have gone in. I'm sure they would have gone for two. But yeah, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater's a good quarterback. It's unfortunate what's happened to him physically. He's a good quarterback.
He threw a nice deep long pass to Tyreek Hill. That was nice.
Yeah, no.
But then that pick, there was no one around.
Dolphins are a good team. I don't know that they're a great team. Dolphins are a good team, though. I don't know that they'll beat the Bills in this division. I think Buffalo will win the division. But the Dolphins are a playoff team.
They were doing that kicking field goals early in the game, though.
The first one's fine. After that, you got to put the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, when you start kicking field goals,
wasted opportunities.
Sucks, right, because then they let the other team go down and score touchdowns, and you're kicking field goals.
Correct. It's almost like if you have four. You ever see a game, and I'm sure you have, where possession by possession, each team is scoring. The difference is the one team's putting the ball in the end zone, and you're kicking short field goals.
Yeah.
The game feels so even, yet you could have three possessions each and be down 21-9.
Yep.
You know,
right? You're both marching down the field, but when you get these certain teams, the Giants being amongst them,
for sure,
and the Jets, they get close. It's just like
there's a lot more teams than you think that have that same problem.
Yeah, you know, I tried to pay attention to that this weekend while I was watching Red Zone because I was always thinking I'm criticizing the Jets and Giants for doing it, but the Buccaneers did it this week.
It's every team. It is every team. It's those points are so. I think the number, and I would have to look at this more, but from watching every snap of every Cowboy game over the last 10, 12 years, to me the number is like 3. When you get to 4th and 3, that's when it seems like they really, and I'm not going to say go for it all the time, they don't, but that's when they really think about passing on the field goal and going for it. Once it goes to 4 or more, which is goofy to me because you're not talking about much. Right, you ever think about you've been to a football field where you see what 10 yards actually is and you're like, oh, 3rd and long, don't know how they're going to get this. It's nothing. Yeah. It's 30 looks, feet.
Right. It does look like nothing.
But it is difficult.
But then you see how many teams on like second and short don't make it.
Right.
Third and short don't make it. Fourth and short don't make it.
No question.
And they have to go inches.
Yes. Here we go. Third and one. Nothing. Fourth and one, nothing.
I did like that first touchdown the Bengals scored where the running back was stopped at, it looked like the 4 or 5 yard line, and then the entire offensive line just pushed him all the way in.
Which they
score.
Said, so the NFL actually has an emphasis on not allowing that now. Almost lost your coffee on top of the keyboard. There's an emphasis to blow the whistle now.
When they're piling
they
on,
they don't
to push.
Want that. Yeah, they don't want that anymore.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I think a lot of fans like it. What they're, yeah. I think what they're trying to avoid is the running back basically having his legs snapped because of all the. Think about the force.
Yeah.
Behind him, if you've got four guys that are 300 pounds plus, and then you got guys trying to push back, and he's in the middle of it.
What if they picked him up off the ground so his legs weren't touching the ground and just pushed him in?
I don't know. Is that allowed?
I think so.
Well, I don't know. No, I've never seen anybody do it except in the movies. Why don't you get the Giants on that? That would make them more exciting.
Like Saquon Barkley jumps on a guy's back, on offensive lineman's back, and they all just fall forward. Touchdown!
See, now that'd be funny. I don't think that's allowed.
All right.
That's kind of like the leverage play. You're not allowed to step on someone and leap to block a field goal. I've got to think there's something in the rule books that prevents that from happening.
All right. Well, listen, you won't know until you try it.
Because otherwise, that would be fun.
Barkley on somebody's back.
I was going to say, jump on the tackle's back and run.
But Barkley's like a bigger guy. Like, I feel like he's a more muscular, bigger guy. You'd need like a thinner, like
you
maybe
want a long, thin guy.
Yeah, like maybe like a wide receiver type. On a reverse, he gets the ball, hops on the lineman's back, and then all the linemen push him forward.
So dumb. Oh, man. So we got the Giants this week against the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
The Jets in Pittsburgh against the Steelers.
Both 1 o'clockers, by the way.
Which is great.
You like that?
I and the Cowboys are at 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's your favorite.
I love that. So here's my Sunday. Assuming our baseball game's canceled, which it might not be. I don't know.
We're
because
getting
of
rain.
The weather. I don't know. Everything I read, it seems like it changes every hour. I don't know if my baseball game's canceled. My son's baseball game is canceled Sunday. I've got Vikings and who are they playing Sunday?
Vikings Saints.
Vikings Saints at 9:30 into Giants, Jets, and Cowboys. I got to be honest with you, I'm checking out on the late games. That's going to be right there. That's going to be my 7 hours of football. I am not watching the late games.
Well, listen, Jerry, we've got cool games coming up next segment. You might need to, if there is, in fact, a cool game or more than one cool game, you might have to check
it out. So let's take a break. We'll come back. I'm telling you right now, cool game or not, I'm not watching the late games.
All right.
That said, we will do cool games. We didn't forget, like we forgot about his fraudulent list of 5 favorite teams all week, which we did get to yesterday. We will do cool games coming up next on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The secret's oat. For nourishing your sensitive skin, start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.